You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
If I said to you a week ago at this time, you had to make a bet, is Aaron Rodgers going to be the starting quarterback for the Packers this upcoming season? You probably would have said, no, he's not. We had reporters. We had Rob Domofsky, been covering the team for a couple of decades. He said 5%. 5% chance. You know, the Broncos were in the mix. The Raiders in the mix. The Niners attempted to make a trade for Aaron Rodgers. The Rams inquired about Aaron Rodgers. This was a poorly kept secret, and the Rams back in January inquired after the NFC title game, from what I'm told. And then yesterday, Adam Schefter, because I just wanted information. All I wanted was, how did we get to this point? Because if you said to me today, but then I've been in the minority, who is the starting quarterback for the Packers opening weekend this year, I would still say Aaron Rodgers. Because things are quiet. Remember what happened with Russell Wilson and the Seahawks? Russ comes on the show. He's got something to say. A few things after that. Then you had sources saying, Russ is saying this. He wants out. Here are the teams. His agent gave us the teams he could get traded to. Seattle eventually got around to talking about this. Everything's calmed down, right? Russ is going to be in Seattle this year. I don't know if you can smooth things over with Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, but I will say this. The quietness speaks volumes. Both sides right now. Now, the media hasn't stopped because we're still looking for breadcrumbs here, like anything. But do I think Aaron Rodgers, if you said you got a bet, I would say Aaron Rodgers is still the starting quarterback for the Packers this upcoming season. Now, last Friday, if you ask, I think I might have said at the time, I just don't see him being traded. That doesn't mean he can't be, won't be, but I know that both sides realize this is how you win a championship. And maybe the Packers have to, you know, walk back some things that they've done or said. And then maybe Rodgers has to do that. But, you know, Adam Schefter, I think, mischaracterized what he had a week ago Thursday. This was a collection of information there. This wasn't a breaking news story, but it was portrayed that way. Therefore, we all went into the draft going, Packers could trade Aaron Rodgers tonight. And then we started watching teams. Well, Carolina didn't take a quarterback. Denver didn't take a quarterback. Well, the Bears are trading up for a quarterback. Then we started to speculate, okay, well, maybe you had to get certain draft players for the Packers to go, if you get Patrick Surtain and you give us three first-round picks, then you got our interest here. You got our attention. But it was framed as huge breaking news. It was on the bottom line. And I'm watching NFL Live when Schefter came on. And he was reading off his phone. And I thought, this is breaking news. Well, it wasn't breaking news from the standpoint of, if this is an accumulation of information, this wasn't breaking news. And I think if you're going to summarize the offseason, which Adam was doing, then it wasn't characterized that way. Therefore, I think we thought something was truly happening in the moment. Here's Adam Schefter, where he discusses the Aaron Rodgers report. And I ask him, did you choose to drop the Aaron Rodgers news on draft night?
That is absolutely accurate. Correct.
But it wasn't something that you got information about.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
No, there was nothing that morning that came in. That
okay.
All of a sudden said to me, yeah, he wants out. You should report this. Like, it was going on all off season. You just keep hearing it. And there was more and more talk. And now there's starting to be Aaron Rodgers talking. I said, you know what? This isn't going to wait much longer. Let's just go. And it just happened to be drafted.
Because I wondered when you said it didn't come from Rodgers, didn't come from the Packers, and it's being characterized differently. I was wondering, okay, you're not going to tell me your source. You know, what was the motive behind that? Yeah.
Dan, there's not a source.
No, I know, but I know that now, but we're just finding this out right now.
I said it on NFL Live. I said it on my podcast. I said it, you know, I mean, I don't know. People want to believe whatever they want to believe. It was just an accumulation of information throughout the course of the entire offseason.
The tweet and the headline were a little bit more inflammatory. But, you know, was this premeditated? Did he have information? You know, speaking with Adam after the show, off the record, we found out, you know, that he wasn't going to Cleveland thinking that he's reporting Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded. But I think once the Niners story got out, then I think he decided that the time was right. Now, it just wasn't a breaking news story that he had new information, because he said it was an accumulation of information in the offseason. And as fans, and look, I'm in the business, obviously, and I know how these stories are vetted at ESPN. If Adam is going to break something, it has to go through the assignment desk. They have to know, they have to be ready. And you know, that's how you cover a story. Whenever we would break a story, you had to go through the assignment desk. And there were times when I would have a story and they'd say, we need another source on this. And then we wouldn't run that story. But Adam has built up that cachet, house credit, where he could probably just say, look, this is what I'm hearing, and they sign off on it. But they don't want to be blindsided. But I think just trying to understand, you got this information. When did you decide that you needed or you had enough to break this story? So 3 p.m. on draft day, and that's what I was curious about. What was the new information? And you have, you know, the entire NFL media is there. This is an off-season Super Bowl for the NFL media. But that's all I was asking for yesterday was clarity. Give me the backstory here. Was Adam thinking he was going to be scooped on the biggest story of the year if Aaron Rodgers was going to be traded, wanted out of Green Bay? I think we just talked about how I questioned the timing of it and how it was framed. I don't question Adam and his abilities. He's the best at doing this. But I just wanted to know. That's what I was trying to figure out. I was trying to figure out what is the backstory and can he help clarify that? And that's all that was yesterday. But I think what we were trying to figure out in the moment, and as we went along, because he said, look, that didn't come from Aaron Rodgers and it didn't come from the Packers. So that's what I was trying to figure out here. But I don't know where we are today. Right now, Friday morning, I feel like I know less than I did a week ago, because I still feel that Aaron Rodgers is going to be the Packers starting quarterback. But nobody's talking, and I've been in this business long enough to know when it's quiet, things are happening. Now, that might be, hey, let's not put it out there. We'll do it internally. We'll do it professionally. And if you don't want to be here, then we'll send you on your way. Like, it could be happening that way. I just get the feeling that this has, you know, maybe there's a little more negotiation, talking going on behind the scenes. And maybe it's not Rodgers and the Packers. Maybe it's his agent who's talking to the Packers. But the Packers know you want to win a Super Bowl. In the next 2 years, this is the best way to go about it. And Aaron Rodgers knows if he goes to Denver, he's not winning a Super Bowl. Not anytime soon. You're not even the best team in your own division if he went to Denver. But understand how this kind of explodes, metastasize, because all of a sudden, if you're a Bears fan, a Lions fan, a Vikings fan, and Aaron Rodgers may be out of the conference, out of the division? Imagine if you're a Denver fan. So this is how everybody jumped in on it, because it affected the entire NFL. Everybody was thinking, wow, who could get Rodgers? What do you have to give up to get Rodgers? Hey, we don't have to face Rodgers twice a year. Like, everybody's has some stake in this. All of a sudden, you start to go, gosh, if he goes to Denver, what's that mean? You know, could he do what Peyton Manning did? Do they have enough talent there? You know, are the Raiders involved in this? What's that mean for Derek Carr? Like, those were the things that we're processing here in the moment. I just think it was framed incorrectly. That's all. And then it exploded. And look, I think we wish for stories like this. You want breaking news. You want trades. We want action. This was going to be like, wow, this is an incredible draft. All this talent, all these quarterbacks. The Niners are going up. Who are they taking? Aaron Rodgers is going to be traded. And we had all those other things. We just didn't have Aaron Rodgers traded. But if something's going to happen, it's not going to happen in the next 2 weeks, next 3 weeks. It'll probably be less than a month from now. We're going to find out. Plus, here's another thing. We haven't seen Jordan Love be the number one quarterback, play in a game. If all of a sudden Green Bay realizes, hey, we got something here, or, you know, we put him into live action, he played pretty well. You know, that's a different twist to this. Yeah, Paulie.
It doesn't even compare to, like, Garoppolo with Tom Brady. They took Garoppolo, and he actually got in 3 ball games and played well when Brady was suspended. There was at least a little bit of a check of what this guy's about. And in those short stint, he looked fantastic.
And that's why the Niners wanted to make that trade, because they at least had a sample size. Nobody has any sample size with Jordan Love other than what he did at Utah State. And that's not enough to make a deal. This program brought to you by M-Drive. MDriveDan.com. Get free shipping, 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. It was an interesting show yesterday. Certainly interesting after the show. Social media, they wanted answers. So did I. And there are still things that I haven't had answered yet. I have questions about all of this. And look, I said to Paulie, if Adam wants to clarify anything, you know, he's more than welcome to join us. And I have great respect for him. I just think the way this was framed wasn't fair to the story. Because if you have no new information, then it's not breaking news. But if you have information and you say this is from leak sources and the team, but then you say the information is not from the team or Rodgers, that's where I had a disconnect. I was trying to figure that out. Yes, Bowling.
It's really fascinating watching social media yesterday of how people in both Green Bay and the entire state of Wisconsin are dealing with this, because the past week, a lot of sentiment has gone against Aaron Rodgers as a source of a story or being a malcontent or whatever it may be. They put his a video up with him at a baseball game and people are booing. Yeah. I wonder if people will kind of like backtrack on that. Hardcore Packers fans.
I just want to be fair to the story. As much as you like the action, the possibility, what if he's traded? What's that mean for Jordan Love? What's that mean for this team? What's that mean for the AFC? Like, there's so many things attached to it. But as much as you can have wishful reporting, I have to have legitimate reporting and just ask the questions and try to find answers here. Yeah, McClellan.
The funny thing is, next week is a scheduled release. If Aaron Rodgers isn't a Packer or a Raider, a Bronco or a Raider, can you imagine how boring those teams are going to look now? Like, oh, the Broncos without Aaron Rodgers, they might as well not have a season.
That changes the entire TV lineup. If, let's say, Aaron Rodgers got traded to the Broncos, then, you know, they're going to be featured more often Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football, Thursday night, you're going to want to showcase those things. Yeah, Paulie.
I saw an article a few years ago about scheduling, and it's so nuanced that, let's say, the Chicago Bears are not an exciting team nationally, but now they have Fields as a possible quarterback. They would look at Fields and the Bears and say, we'll schedule them in early December, because maybe by then he's a starting quarterback. Yeah. No offense to Andy Dalton, but they're not going to put Andy Dalton on Monday Night Football in September. They look at it that nuanced.
They don't schedule around backup quarterbacks. Why would they consider Fields?
Wow.
Yeah. By the way, there have been reports of the Packers making Aaron Rodgers the highest paid quarterback in the league. And there was one with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I think The Athletic had some information on that. Going back to just a couple of days ago, you know, from May 5th, The Athletic had a report on Aaron Rodgers with a contract offer. And I don't know what they're offering. You know, are they going to give him a 3-year deal and he's going to make $50 million a year? It's guaranteed. I don't know if we have numbers. You also have speculation on what the Packers would want in return for Aaron Rodgers. So that doesn't mean that they're actually actively seeking this, but, you know, you start to get a report or speculation or, hey, I'm thinking this is what it would take. And then you start to look at, well, wait, look at what the Bears offered Seattle for Russell Wilson. Well, that's what the Packers are probably going to want to ask for in return. I'm not even there yet. Until I know the Packers are actively trying to trade him, I'll treat this the same way with Seattle and Russell Wilson. Because Seattle wasn't trading Russ. And until I hear that Green Bay says, we throw our arms up, we can't do anything with this, this is at an impasse, we have to trade him, then we'll react accordingly. But I'm still in the minority here. I think Aaron Rodgers is still your quarterback. Yes, McLovin.
You know, I'm sorry, this is so unfair, but it's fun to speculate about which teams would call. If you take the Russell Wilson teams and the Deshaun Watson teams, did you say the Dolphins called?
Yes.
Or somebody, I'm sorry, it was reported the Dolphins. Wouldn't they call for Aaron Rodgers? At least make that call as a general manager. Why not?
Well, the Dolphins had made an inquiry about Deshaun Watson, and the Dolphins made an inquiry with Russell Wilson, from what I was told.
Do they pick up the phone?
I guess you do. I mean, why not? I mean, do the Packers not have caller ID? And then they'll go, who's calling? I'm going to pick it up. Well, here's a 305 number. But oh, it's the Dolphins. Yes, Paul.
I do love the semantics and posturing of general managers. We accepted phone calls. We did not engage in any discussions. Yeah. We were offered this. We did not offer anything. It's all semantics with GMs. You can't say you shopped a player. You could say you accepted calls, and there was no interest on either side.
Also, it's been reported that Rodgers, aside from the long-term commitment to him, said that he turned down this offer to be the highest-paid quarterback if it was going to be in Green Bay. I don't know where we stand today. Truly don't, and I don't have information from either side. I don't have a source on either side, other than somebody who told me 6 weeks ago that didn't think that Rodgers was going to be in Green Bay after this upcoming season. That's the only information I have as an insider. Don't have anything left. Yes, Eden.
Could that be the kind of thing with the contract situation where the money is big, but the year commitment is off?
Could be. It could be we're going to give you a two-year deal.
Yeah, 2 years, blah, 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 million, but he wants three.
I'm guessing if I'm Rodgers, I want to take away the whole tenure of Jordan Love as a Green Bay Packer. Just so they admit, you guys made a mistake. Don't bet against me.
Oh, so we have spite seasons coming up. He'll tack on two seasons out of spite.
I don't have any information on it other than trying to understand the personalities here. I don't know the Packers' personality, but I'm aware of Aaron Rodgers' personality. Yes, McLovin.
You were right from day one. They should have traded Jordan Love for a third-round pick and been done with this.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Poor Jordan Love. Look at the shoes he has to fill now for whatever he does play.
But here's the Packers. Do you admit you made the mistake?
Yes.
Now, if this is a new GM, you could go in there and go, hey, I don't know what you guys were thinking, but Jordan, we have some nice parting gifts. You're welcome back. We're going to send you. We're going to send you someplace. But you know what happened when the Jets got a new GM, a new coach? They got rid of Sam Darnold. They're like, oh, Sam, see ya. And Sam is more decorated than Jordan Love. Yes, Eden.
If I'm the Packers, I'm like, we didn't make a mistake. We took who we thought was the best player in the draft, but we've worked everything out with Aaron. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't worry. We're working things out with Aaron. It's the media who's running with this and spinning this out of control. We're actually good. We're just negotiating a contract. Standard, everyday NFL business.
Yes, McLovin.
You know what the problem is? It's this history that they've had two quarterbacks since 1993 that they... Do you think they thought, hey, we did this with Aaron and Brett and it worked out perfectly? They must have thought that when they drafted Jordan Love.
I'll go back to what I said. they bet against Aaron Rodgers because he had, 25 touchdowns, 26 touchdowns, back-to-back seasons. Those are off years for him. And they're probably thinking, if he has another one of these, we can probably get out from underneath this. And then we make, pave the way for Jordan Love. Now, is Jordan Love ready this year? Probably not. We're not going to know until the following year. But they were betting against Aaron Rodgers, it feels like. Because if you knew that he was going to... If I said to the Packers, Rodgers is going to be the MVP, by the way, would they have taken Jordan Love? I'm going to say no, you wouldn't have. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. You think it's been a long week nationally with Aaron Rodgers holding us hostage? Imagine if you're local, all Aaron, all the time. Mike Heller, sports radio host, The Mike Heller Show, 1070 The Game in Madison, Wisconsin. Good to have you back. Mike, things have changed a little bit here, it feels like, in a week. Last Friday, if I remember correctly, most people thought it's a real small percentage Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay. A week later, what do you think that feeling is now?
Yeah, I think it's grown a little bit, Dan. I think John Kuhn, former Packers teammate with Aaron Rodgers, does a show on the statewide network that I'm affiliated with. He thinks there's a better chance. James Jones thinks there's a better chance. I don't think those are coincidence situations. These are former teammates that Aaron Rodgers is still really good friends with. So if they're bringing that to the table this week, that there's a better chance of reconciliation, I think there's a better chance of reconciliation.
Did we learn anything more from Adam Schefter's report yesterday?
Well, I had a poll question a week ago. I sent to Paulie earlier this morning. Last Thursday, I ran a poll, who's the villain in the Packers versus Rodgers situation? And it was dead even. It was a photo finish. It was a half a percentage point difference. I ran it again yesterday, same wording. And Rodgers is the villain with 67% of the vote. So it changed in the last week. And then thanks to you, I think it changed a little bit. I should put media in the villain category too. And maybe they'd get a lion's share of the vote.
Well, I was just wondering that Adam held this until draft day. There wasn't any real new information in there, even though he cited leak sources and a team source, but then said it's not from the Packers and not from Aaron Rodgers. Where do you think this information is coming from? And where do you think things stand now between both of these parties?
So I think it does come from Rodgers and the Packers, and it's certainly coming from other emissaries who are those back channel reports. Somebody connected to the organization says, and somebody connected to the player says. I agree with your sentiment this morning. I think that there is a much better chance right now than I thought a week ago that Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. And one of the things that I was talking to you about on the show Monday is that I think the best chance for both in winning a Super Bowl is to reconcile.
Yeah,
I agree with you. If he goes to Denver, I don't think Denver becomes a Super Bowl champion next year. I think the Green Bay Packers can be. And what happens in 2022 or beyond? I know Aaron wants some guarantees that he's going to be in Green Bay, but the best chance for the Green Bay Packers to win a Super Bowl and for Aaron Rodgers to win a Super Bowl is to do it together.
But I don't know how important winning another Super Bowl is to Aaron. Like, if you want the GM fired, you're telling free agents, don't resign, I'm not going to be here. You want a salary that may make you the highest paid player in the sport. Those are things that don't help the Green Bay Packers if the ultimate goal is to win a championship.
Yeah, I think, you know, from the concept of if you get into the weeds of Aaron telling Packers free agents, I might not be here, or I won't be here next year, that could be as simple or as benign as just texting his buddies, hey, I might not be here next year, in a joking manner, as opposed to saying, sitting down with them and before you do this, know that I'm probably not going to be here. I don't know. Aaron's hard to figure out, right? He's a bit of an enigma given his track record and some of the things that we don't know about him. We just know surface stuff. I sure wish he'd talk. We're not going to know anything until after June 1st, unless, of course, the Packers and Aaron Rodgers sign a contract extension. And Dan, I think that's far more possible today than I thought at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, the fact that there's been silence here, Mike, that usually, I've been around a long time,
yeah,
and it figures that, you know, they're not kind of going at each other here, or, you know, and maybe something else comes out and Rodgers, like there's a report that Rob Domofsky says a high ranking personnel executive from an opposing team said the Packers could get two first round picks and a second rounder in a trade. So could get, see that's not fair to the situation. I don't
know. And I think if you add in this story to that, any place Aaron goes and they get two first rounders, you know, there's going to be in the back half of the first round, below 20.
Yeah.
How valuable are those picks if you're getting number 22 next year and number 25 the year after that? I don't know that that's enough value for what Aaron Rodgers brings to the table today. So I still think, and to me, the wild card in all of this is Aaron's view of the Green Bay Packers. And a lot of people want to attach emotion to this. I think it's less about emotion and more about trust. So if Aaron doesn't feel he can trust that the Packers have dealt with him fairly,
yeah,
then I don't think he's coming back. If he can set that aside, I think he'll be in Green Bay, and I think they'll be a Super Bowl contender.
Is Jordan Love going to be with this team in a year?
Well, I would hope so. I would hope that they treat Jordan Love in a little bit of the same way that San Francisco treated Garoppolo until at some point that reached its head. But if Jordan Love can play, Dan, right, if he can play in some exhibition games and show that there's something there other than Utah State film from 2 years ago, if he can show there's something there, then a deal to send Jordan Love somewhere else a year from now, 18 months from now, might bring back some value. But right now, 2 year ago tape from Utah State is not enough to give him any value.
Yeah, there's no sample size here. There's no preseason. Right. But I get the feeling the Packers know what they have in Jordan Love. Now, they might want to see him with live bullets there, but he's not ready. The question is, how long can he get ready, and how long would it take to get ready? Because this is really what you set up. This would have been ideal, except for Rodgers won the MVP. If Rodgers threw 25 touchdown passes last year, then the Packers are probably ready to move on, and then we would see Jordan Love get this opportunity, right?
Now, I've talked about that a lot over the last couple of weeks, or the last couple of months, Dan, that Aaron went from 25 and 26 touchdowns in 18 and 19, pretty ordinary seasons, below ordinary by his standards. And then he threw a big wrench into the mix by winning the MVP. Otherwise, you're right. If he was pretty good last year, if he had thrown for 35 and got votes in the MVP and they still make the NFC Championship game, I don't know if this all comes to a head right now, but I think they were betting on Jordan Love being ready in 2022. And Rodgers is essentially, through his performance last year and the, you know, reaching this loggerheads that they're at right now, has said, listen, I either need to be there for the duration or I'm not going to be there. Which one is it?
Great stuff, Mike. As always, have a great weekend, and you know, keep us honest. If you hear something, let Paulie know. Thank you, bud.
All right. Thanks, Dan.
That's Mike Heller, sports radio host, The Mike Heller Show, 1070 The Game in Madison, Wisconsin. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. One of my favorite guests has been Rex Chapman. He was a high school legend at Kentucky, played 12 years in the NBA, fell victim to opioid and gambling addictions, which ultimately led to his arrest in 2014. And since then, Rex has used his platform to share his unique perspective on what professional sports can push someone to become as well as overcome. He's got a podcast. It's called Charges. And he has a new guest every Tuesday, Meta World Peace, Michael Vick, Ryan Leaf, athletes who have gotten in trouble with the law. And Rex, of course, speaks firsthand with the knowledge of that. Great to see you, buddy. Doing a podcast. Look at you.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, so much fun. Hey, I've been waiting since 11:20. Am I doing one segment or two? What's going on?
Huh? You're right. Yeah. Only my mom got two segments, Rex, not you. Do you remember when you took that mugshot? And you put that mugshot, attached it to your podcast just to let people know, hey, I've been there, I've been jailed, you know, I'm a famous guy, and I'm here getting a mugshot taken.
Yeah. Yes, I remember it. The mugshot doesn't bother me so much. I'm so vain. I'm just mad that I'm so fat. And
wait, that's what you think when you see it?
That's what I think immediately. I go, God.
But do you think how big this is going to be, that it's going to go national here?
Yeah. You know, honest to goodness, the last week has been kind of difficult emotionally just for me. I still tried to handle it the same way, just because I know all of this stuff's going to be back out there front and center in the public again. Yeah. And that's a little bit, it's unnerving, not only for me, but for my kids, for my mom and dad, you know, that have to kind of rehash all of that stuff again. So from that standpoint,
but
yeah,
at least you're controlling it this time.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. So, you know, look, Dan, I'm thrilled to be, you know, where I am back here and alive and not on painkillers and finding, you know, new things about life that I like. And, I'm having a ball with it. I'm having to learn how to interview. You know, I can be interviewed. I've done this. You and I texted about it a few weeks ago. I don't know how to interview anybody. So I'm just winging it, trying to be as vulnerable as I can be to show them, hey, you know, come on, give me what you were feeling in that moment, you know, when you were at your worst. And my goodness, these guys have really been willing to do that. I've been really pleased so far.
Are you revisiting, though? Now you say that it's going to come up, but when you talk to these athletes, does it force you to kind of tell your story to them so they know, hey, we're on common ground here?
Luckily, so far, everybody has known my story. I'm a little older.
Hey, you don't have to tell me, Rex. We know that. I saw that mugshot.
I swear,
man, you look fat.
I've reached out so far. I've reached out to Allen Iverson and Michael Vick, and immediately they're like, whatever you need, bro, I'm in. So Ryan Leaf, same way. It's just been fascinating. I think, you know, I know when I did it, talked about it last week, there is, when you're in therapy and all that, it's cathartic a bit. And, you know, the other part is, I know when I was searching out there in the depths of my addiction and all that, I was just looking for something, anything, any kind of inspiration to show me that I could get past it. And if this, something I say or something one of these guests says, gets through to somebody out there that can get some help, take some steps maybe they wouldn't have taken, then, hey, okay, that's great.
Do you remember, if you talk to somebody who's used drugs, they get that first feeling. That first, and I don't know if you remember that first painkiller where you went, oh, wow. And if you have a personality an addictive personality, do you remember why you took it and what that feeling was like?
I really do. I wasn't a drinker. I wasn't a smoker. Even, you know, all through my career, if I went out and had a beer the night before a game a dozen times in my career.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds about right. I wasn't that guy. Now, I was always a basketball addict. I was always a horse racing gambling addict. I was, bag of Jolly Ranchers. Don't give me one. Give me all of them. I want all of them. And so when I finished playing right away, I had an emergency appendectomy at the end of my last year, and I was going to stop playing after that. I wasn't very good anymore. And a doctor got off the plane, and a doctor gave me OxyContin. And for whatever reason, I filled it. I took it. And in 2 days, Dan, I was in love. I felt like I was walking a couple inches off the ground. I felt smarter, funnier, happier, more charismatic, better dad, better husband. And just a terrible slippery slope. Within 18 months, I was taking 40 Vicodin a day and 10 OxyContin a day, just chewing them up and eating them all day long, just like they were candy. Thank goodness I didn't drink, or I for sure would be dead. So I do remember it. And I was in love. It was something that was bigger than me. Before, 3 weeks, I was no longer determining when I was taking that medicine. The medicine was telling me, no, you need me. You need me.
But when did you know, or did you know, now all of a sudden, I'm getting arrested for stealing?
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah. I mean, at that point, you got to know. it was awful. You know, I had two girls in middle school, two right out of high school. Just the worst, man. You know, so I knew before then. I'd been in rehab two other times before then. But at that point, you know, I felt like I was at rock bottom. I'm running low on drugs. I'm running low on money.
But and I made a lot of money. You, when I was with you one time.
Yeah. Yeah. Firing at the horses.
Were you high?
For sure. For sure. And that's the part about it, Dan, that with painkillers, it's sort of a perfect thing if you're a drug addict, because you don't smell like weed and you don't smell like liquor. I would sweat a little bit more, a lot more, but you can kind of blend into society. Your decisions become worse and worse over time. Your physical and mental health becomes worse and worse over time. And something had to happen to me. I'm not happy that what happened, but something had to happen or I was going to die.
Yeah, you wouldn't be here, Rex. Yeah, I mean, it, the embarrassment that was there, but now you're going to help so many people. Like, and that's why I always love talking to you, because people hear in your voice that you're real. And if you truly want to help people, this is how you help people. I remember Ryan Leaf would say the tip off was he would start sweating. Like, being in a family or family tree that has, you know, alcoholics, like you always look at a tell. Like there's tells and you could see and somebody's drinking. Oh, that's just water. It's not. It's vodka. Like, so you guys are great liars. Like
great liars.
You have to be.
Yeah. Addiction, you know, and then there comes a point too in all of that. And I know it did with Ryan, because I just talked to Ryan the other day. You know, there comes a point where you're getting it from doctors. And back in the day, any doctor would give it to you. If you just called up a random doctor and name dropped, I'm Ryan Leaf or I'm Rex Chapman, they'd be like, oh yeah, what do you need? And give you a prescription. Now, what happens is pretty quickly, you can't keep up. The doctors can't keep up. They start figuring out, you go to other doctors. Pretty soon you run out of doctors because you need so much. And then you go to drug dealers. And yeah, that's what I was doing for, oh man, a good couple of years early on, just buying them off the street. And the crazy part is that these illegal drugs, they come straight out of the back of the pharmacies. That's where you find them. That's where you go buy them, from somebody inside that's, you know, working double time. They're taking them out of the back and selling them to somebody right out of the back of Osco's or wherever the hell it is.
I was worried problem. When I went through my knee surgeries, they gave me OxyContin when I had my knee replaced, and I didn't take them. Like, I was so worried
to take them.
I didn't want to like them, and I knew I would. And I purposely was like, I got to get through like a couple of days here, that initial pain. But, you know.
That's good, Dan. I'm glad to hear you did that. My mom had knee surgery a little while ago. And there's so many people that I know present day, you know, living around me, friends that I know that have pain, that constantly have three or four pills in their pocket. They wouldn't think, and they don't classify themselves as addicts, as drug addicts or pill addicts or whatever, but they're never without a handful of pills in their pocket. Yeah. And that's so many people, especially where we grew up in Ohio and Kentucky, and the Midwest and South is just being ravaged by it.
He's Rex Chapman, former NBA player and Twitter legend, by the way.
The new podcast.
No, you do a great job on Twitter. You're fun. The podcast is Charges, made its debut this week. So Ryan Leaf, Meta World Peace. So Michael Vick, did you do that interview already?
Haven't done it yet.
Oh,
about to do it. Okay. Yeah, excited, really excited. Because with these guys, I'm a big fan too. I'm a big Michael Vick fan. I'm a big fan, Ryan Leaf. I'm a sports fan, just like you guys. I remember, Dan, I'll say this real quick. You remember when we were young, there was a big star played at Ohio State. I know you remember this. Arch Sleaster.
Yeah.
And I just thought he hung the moon, you know, quarterback, my goodness, All-American dude. Had a big-time issue, gambling problem.
He still does.
Yes, been in jail, in and out of jail. And I thought back, I was like, man, because I always wondered, I was like, why don't you just stop gambling? The little kid in me, you know, it would have been beneficial for me to hear you interview Art Schleister back in the day. You know, so I hope that us interviewing Michael Vick and Pete, Ron Artest, Meta, Sandiford Artest, I guess now, that, you know, somebody somewhere is going to get something out of it that's relatable. Sports is so relatable, and hopefully we can help some people.
The advice that I'll give you is ask open-ended questions, short questions, open-ended questions. Get that person talking. And I think once they get talking and then they establish a comfort level, like that, that's my goal every time is get to the question because people want to hear your answer and then let you talk and assume nothing. Because I, as many times as we've talked and I might have answers, my audience might be hearing this for the first time and I don't want to cheat that, you know, that transaction there. But good luck with this.
Thanks, Dan.
And, I don't know. That's it's going to be pretty cathartic, I hope, for you. How's your jumper, by the way? When's the last time you shot hoops?
It's been a few months. Yeah, I shot outside with some kids up the street not long ago, and I'm terrible. I'm just terrible.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm terrible. You know, you gave me some good advice there, Dan. I'm going to give you some. Ready?
Okay.
Don't sleep on John Calipari to the Lakers. That's all I'm saying. All right? That's all I'm saying.
Were you?
And yes, I was high then. Okay.
That was April of 2014.
So, oh my
so
goodness.
That so now we know you were high when you put that out there. Poor Calipari is like, I'm not going to the Lakers. Wait, Rex. Rex knows he's plugged into Kentucky.
Oh, what an idiot.
I might have said, I think Rex must be high, and I didn't even know you were high.
You probably did, yeah.
I was just kidding. Where can people get the podcast?
Anywhere, man. iHeartRadio. Okay. iHeartRadio. It's on iHeartRadio. Okay. It's anywhere. Apple Podcasts, Spotify. Find it anyway. Charges with Rex Chapman.
Awesome.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.